You're listening to the Fresh Take Network.
You're listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What it is, what it do, welcome to the ISO, Joshua Adam, William Arbuthnot. We have a fantastic show ahead for you. We have the 2025 Canada West Champions, the University of Calgary Dinos, their players, including the Canada West Player of the Year, Nate Patrone, Aiden Smith joins us, Noah Warden, the coaches, and much more, talking about winning the 2025 Canada West Championship. So without any further ado, let's get into these fantastic interviews with these fantastic athletes and coaches. All right, I'm here with champion Noah Warden, third team All-Star. Noah, first off, just how you feeling?
I feel great. It feels great to be a champion. 6 years, finally got one. So, yeah. Surreal feeling, honestly. I'm just happy to do it with these group of guys.
Yeah, you kind of just missed that last championship team before coming here.
Yeah.
And then you put in your full time here. Obviously, you missed a year because of COVID.
Yeah.
And then kind of getting it right at the end.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's been a long ride. And it's going well. I'm trying to end up on a bang, so it's going well so far.
You've had a lot of backcourt mates, Jeffrey Tezo, Santiago, and now Nate. What has it been like to share a backcourt with all those, and then especially with Nate?
Yeah, those are my guys. Appreciate them and all the work they put in. They made me a better player for sure. Nate's been amazing, obviously, player of the year. And yeah, he honestly makes the game easier for me. The best defender is usually on him, so it makes it a little easier just to create. But yeah, I always know I have shooters on the court when, you know, Nate's on the court with me. So
now let's talk about your shooting. You've had some fantastic takes to the hole this year. You really have that Allen Iverson to you in a way of you're not scared to go to the hole and just put your body on the line.
No, for sure. I feel like growing up, I've always just been mostly a slasher, and then I kind of developed my jump shot after. So, yeah, it's what I've always done. So I feel like it's pretty natural to me, and like I'm not really scared when I go into play. I feel like I have different kinds of finishes that I can go to. So it's just stuff that I worked on.
What was there a point in that game where you're like, man, we're about to win this?
I think when Aiden hit a bank three at the end of the game, and I was like, okay, yeah, we definitely got this now. I think we're up like maybe 13, 12 at that point. But yeah, it just, for it to all come to end like that, it just feels great.
Was there a point of the season outside of the championship that, what's your favorite point of the season outside of the championship?
Outside of the championship, let me think. I got my first 30-point game.
Yeah.
But that was
breaking a few ankles along the way.
It was an amazing game. They were undefeated all season, and it felt great to just be that team to upset them. And yeah, I feel like that was probably one of my best wins here. So probably that one. That was a special moment.
And now you head to Nationals. Mentality obviously doesn't change from where it was before.
Yeah, it doesn't change. Still three more wins to get what we want, and I'm pretty confident in the guys, and we're on a run right now, so let's just keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Noah Warden.
Thank you.
All right. I am here with Aiden Smith, a fellow Cochranite, much like myself.
Yeah, man.
From the city of Cochrane. Man, you are a champion, and, you know, a lot of guys have heads up and down. You had a major down to where you are. Kind of talk about these past two seasons, being out last year, tearing that ACL, and now back as a champion.
Yeah, man, it's a full circle moment. You know, I want to thank all the staff, every athletic therapist, every doctor, Dr. Matadi for the surgery. We got such a good team up there, so I really would have been back to get back without them. But it was surreal, man. It just all the work, all the hours in the gym, all the hours doing rehab, it all just came to that one moment, and it was a surreal feeling. It doesn't really hit you until you're sitting there after, when you got the hat, you got the medal. But yeah, it felt so good, man. It felt so good.
There was a point, I'm sure, last year where you're like, maybe I want to make a comeback.
Are you glad you kind of held it out to have that extra year and then to come back full 100% this year?
Yeah, we talked it over with the staff. We talked it over with coaching staff, with everybody. And, you know, we thought that it was best to come back this year, 100% ready to go. We could have forced it, but we wanted to be smart. We know we had the research to back up how often it was that ACLs re-tear. So we played it safe, and it worked out. It worked out.
The summer, I'm guessing, is where you started to kind of find your game again. You had the CERT shootout, which you won, and then you had the Filipino Legends game. How important were those two events before coming to the season for you?
No, looking back, it was really, those were good confidence boosters, you know, to get my rhythm back. You know, I was out for 575 days, which is a long...
None of your counting.
I know, I was counting everyone, and to have those kind of moments, shout out to the Surge, shout out to the Filipino team that came to play. I got my groove back, got my confidence back. It felt like I never left, and just from then you just keep the momentum going, you keep the work going, and then you see how the results are.
Speaking of getting your groove going, you didn't shoot the best at the start of the game for your liking. That fourth quarter though, you kind of came in like Rivera there, and was the closer for this Calgary team.
Yeah, I mean every great shooter knows that. No matter how many you miss before, the next one's got to go in. We call it a goldfish mentality, because a goldfish swims around in a circle and go, oh, there's a plant. Oh, there's a plant. Oh, there's a plant. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just, you come in with a new mindset. Doesn't matter what happened before. Shoot every shot like it's going in, and you see how it goes.
Obviously, the name Smith has a lot of legacy here at UFC. So how much extra was it important now to add to that legacy and be a champion yourself?
Unreal. Like, my dad wore 15. Every day in the gym, I get to see 1993 on that wall. So to add 2025 up there, I'm going to be right next to him too on the banner. It's going to be something, you know, something they can never take away from us. It's going to be a surreal thing. I tell my dad all the time our team would beat his team. He doesn't believe me, but
we need to get an alumni.
Maybe they might not make it up and down, but nah, it's a surreal feeling to have be there with my dad, man. It's crazy. It's something I'm never gonna forget. I'm gonna cherish forever, man.
Was there a certain point in the championship game where you kind of, before the big celebration happened, where you sunk it in and you were like, oh man, I'm about to be a champion?
I'm not gonna lie. After I heard that first three in the fourth, I knew we were winning. As soon as it went in and I saw it go, I pointed to the bench and I knew this is it. Like, we're coming to get it. And then as those minutes clock down, you start to feel it more and more. And then that final buzzer goes, it's the greatest feeling ever, man.
It's been really cool to see your journey here. It's been a privilege to broadcast you, and best luck in Nationals.
Thanks, man. Let's go get it. Let's go get it.
I'm here with champion Declan Peterson. Declan.
Yes, sir.
Like I've asked everyone, how are the vibes?
Oh, the vibes are so high right now. Boys are buzzing. We're having a great time. I think I heard Smitty say, it's a surreal feeling. I'm not going to lie. It's nuts. I won in high school, I won finals for my division, like Central Division. We won that. Came close at LC Live 2 years ago. Lost in the playoffs last year to finally win a chip in college. It's just surreal feeling.
What did the prior championship that you talked about feel like compared to this college one?
This one's just a lot more insane, I'm not going to lie. Bigger stage, bigger, better competition, more fans there going against you. This one was away because I won it in Lacombe. This one was away at UBC, so it was just a lot more. Vibes are a lot higher.
Yeah, what was it like going on the road? They have the lights out for the intro and all the big pump up and everything kind of going in. And right from the start, you guys were ready to go.
Oh, yeah. It was just nuts. I knew from the start that they all wanted us to lose at UBC. So when the lights went off, I was like, oh, yeah. Game time, and I was just so excited. It's another beautiful opportunity to play basketball and be for a ring.
Your defense and your rebounding keep continuing. Obviously, you know, the win was more important, but
oh, yeah.
When you saw the score sheet and you're like, ah, one rebound short of a double-double, did that kind of get you a little bit?
A little bit, but at the end of the day, I was just happy we won. A double-double in the final game would have been like Mr. Patron over there, but hey, a win is a win. I was just happy to get a win with the boys.
Yeah, you were a monster getting to the net and getting some dunks, getting some rebounds. Just what was your mentality in that game? Was your main thought process of like, I don't really care if I score a bucket, I'm getting every rebound I can?
Yeah, main focus is kind of like that. Just try to get the rebounds I can, get the points I can. I knew Nate was going to go crazy. I knew Noah was going to do his thing, and so was Smitty. So my goal was just, when I see the opportunity to get the points I can get and help the team contribute, that was the goal in mind.
And now you guys go back to UBC, back to Vancouver. Now it's almost kind of like a home court for you guys, because you kind of know what that court is like.
Oh, yeah. We're excited. We can't wait to go compete for a title again. Boys are buzzing, so I have high hopes for us.
And finally, you know, first year here as a Dino, came in and win a championship in your first year. What's it been like getting coached by Dan Van Horn, by Kyle, and the rest of the coaching staff?
Oh, they've helped me develop so much playing at this high level. especially having a couple injuries first semester, they really helped me bounce back mentally, physically, emotionally, just entirely come back, play way better second semester, and be able to help boys go win a title. So,
well, best of luck in Nationals,
Dylan. Thank you.
All right, I am here with champion, Canada West Player of the Year, Dino's record holder, All-Star. I could go on with all the accolades, but I think the one that matters is champion.
You're right about that. Champion is the biggest one. It's the best accomplishment. That feeling is one that I'll cherish for the rest of my life. And this group, like Dan mentioned it at the beginning of the year, last year, when you win a championship with guys, you're bonded for life. And I seriously feel that way with this group. And the opportunity to do it again is something that we're hungry for, which is awesome.
Now, you had a very famous quote, after Trinity Western, job's not finished. Where's the job right now?
Still not finished. It'll never finish.
Okay.
It'll never finish, and, you know, it's back to work. I mean, we were here today.
A task is complete,
but the job's never finished, and, man, yeah,
that's three more W's.
That's a great Kobe quote, and, you know, hopefully come Sunday when we're on our flight, that's when, you know, another finish.
For you in that game, you had a record-setting perform order. Obviously, no one can really know what it's like unless you've been in that moment, but try to hottest you've ever felt in a quarter, in a moment, in a game before?
No, I went 8 for 8, but like...
At one point, you were 10 for 11.
Yeah. It felt slowed down to me,
yeah,
to be honest. I wasn't ever, I'm so hot, I need to keep shooting. It was just, I felt like not only the shots were going in, I felt like I was making good reads. And yeah, I just felt like it was a very slowed down game and the reads were just coming second hand.
One question I've gotten a lot from people is, what is Nate Patron's prep before the game? What's the mindset? Is there any routine that you go through before a game?
That's something that I can't really share. I wouldn't say there's a specific ritual or anything, but the self-talk and everything is something that's very important to me.
So what moment in that game were you like, we're going to be champions?
The happiest shot that went in for me, not my own, but when Aiden banked in the
three. I've heard that a few times now.
When Aiden banked in that three, that was probably the happiest time I saw the ball going through the basket. Not that I was like, okay, it's over, but that was a big one in the game.
And now going back to Nationals now, what has this meant for your Canada West career now? Spending time to Mount Royal and now coming here to Calgary. You know, you have 1 year left here in Canada West, but what has your Canada West career meant so far before you get to this national stage?
The Canada West career has been a roller coaster, and it really makes you appreciate, you know, this win and actually how hard, like this conference, not only, you know, in past years, but this year, going into playoffs, there was 5 Canada West teams in the top 9 in the nation. And I mean, my first year at MRU, we were 3-17. We won our first playoff game the next year. It's such a hard league to win, and to finally do it, like, it really makes you appreciate when you've literally been the farthest away from it.
I was going to ask that, if there was more appreciation, so obviously there is. So yeah. Now you take that appreciation into Nationals. Are you guys, obviously, always want to play here at the UFC? You'll have a chance to do that next season. Yeah. But are you guys kind of happy now that you did already have that game at UBC? You've had prior games there this year. Kind of more, a little more familiar now with the settings and the court?
Yeah. Oh, it's a big advantage for us, definitely. I mean, we shot the lights out in that gym, and it's where we're playing the first game. So it's definitely a big advantage for us, and we love Vancouver, and we're looking forward to it. It's a good gym for us. So I was saying to Dylan, like, outside of MRU and Calgary, it's probably the gym we've played in most. So yeah, it's a good place.
Nate Patron. All right, I'm here with champion Kyle Landry. Kyle, how does that feel?
Amazing. The guys were great. Nate was out of his mind to start the game, which really helped us get the ball rolling for everyone else. Our fans were great, and we made some plays down the stretch. We got a couple stops in the fourth quarter, which helps guys.
I've asked the players what it's like to, you know, see that Nate performance. What was it like as a coach to see that Nate perform? 19 points in the first quarter, 10 of 11 shooting at one point.
Yeah, it's kind of like Coach and I were talking about. It's kind of like the court of gold moment when they're talking about Durant in the first game. It's like, you know, we should probably get him off. And then he hits another shot, and you're like, hey, we're not taking him off, you know. So it was outstanding to watch, that's for sure.
Who is the player that you really like the growth of over these playoffs in particular?
Well, for me, it's been Declan. Yeah. He's been outstanding. You know, he's improved all year, and then but he's kind of battled foul trouble throughout the year, some injuries and all that. But, you know, since it's got to playoffs, he's gone against, you know, other good big men from Cherney Wetzer and Platts and, you know, against Smith and Bogue and all those guys out at Vic, and then to go against Gazina. And he stayed out of foul trouble. He's held his own. He's, you know, just a force defensively. He's been outstanding for us.
Yeah, we pointed out the foul trouble in the first few broadcasts in January. He was getting two early fouls, three early fouls. Yeah. But really, since early January, was there anything you guys did particularly with him to help him get a lot better at getting those blocks and staying out of foul trouble? Because since early January, he has not been in that foul trouble the way he was.
Yeah, we just kind of tried to get him to let those guys come to him, because he's so big and, you know, he's got good timing and length, and not to chase blocks either. Sometimes as a shot blocker, you kind of get suckered into that, where even when you don't have a chance, you're kind of going for it, and it can get you a foul or takes you out of rebounding position or that. And he's done an outstanding job of staying out of trouble. And he got a couple offensive fouls and screening calls on that, so he's done a good job of kind of settling down and just making sure he's set and not getting the fouls on there. And he's been outstanding.
As for you individually, one as a player, one as a coach, what's the difference between the two of them?
You know, before starting coaching, I probably would have told you it would be a massive difference, but it's not. It's the joy and the happiness, the success. It's outstanding just to be able to have a group of guys like this that, you know, work so hard, and to be able to celebrate with them. It's a special moment, regardless of your player or coach.
And I'm interested to see how you answer this, because everyone has answered this the same way so far. Okay. What was the moment that you knew, hey, we're going to be champions?
Oh, I thought it was going to be when Noah got the steal, but then he collapsed.
Yeah, and I was worried.
So, we were all worried about that. But I don't know. I can't think off the top of my head.
You keep on getting the Aiden Bank 3.
That was a good one, too. Yeah, the Aiden Bank 3 was a dagger, for sure. But for me, it was going to be the Noah one. So I can't remember anything else after that point. I saw Noah get the steal. I'm like, oh, this is a dagger right here. And he collapsed. I'm like, oh, dear God. Like, so it was great. I don't know. It was outstanding to watch.
Do you think you guys will take anything away from going to UBC to hosting these next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's – well, for us, just going back now, at least we're comfortable out there. And it's not going to matter. It's going to be each game, you know, either this year or next year, it's going to be a battle, whoever we're playing against. And, you know, we just hope that next year when we're here, we get the crowd coming out supporting us like we know they can, and it's just to have that atmosphere to play behind. It's a lot more fun when you're at home and you got, you know, 2,500 fans cheering for you. So we're really excited about that.
Kyle Landry, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I am here with championship coach Dan Van Horn. It's been a few years, but how does it feel to hear that again?
Oh, obviously it feels great. You know, I'm super proud of the kids for their effort this year so far. And now it's about refocusing and getting ready for the national tournament. So it's nice to achieve one goal.
Yeah.
But the second one's a much larger accomplishment.
Obviously, you've been to that side of the bracket. So what was your words there of winning the Canada West and now winning the national championship side of things?
Well, I think we celebrated the Canada West. I think everybody needs to take a moment to celebrate that. And we've done that. So now it's time to refocus and look forward and reset our goals. And our number one target right now is Queens. So we've got to get ready for Thursday's game at 5 p.m.
Have you guys liked the draw that you have in front of you?
It's fine. I don't care.
Yeah.
I've been at the tournament enough times that, you know, we could be seeded seventh and still have a shot at it. You seed eighth and you saw Laval win it last year. It's a wide open tournament. It's nice to go to a national tournament where I think that it is wide open, like where everybody that's going has a chance at it. And whoever plays well, you know, is going to make their way through.
How did this championship compare to the other championships?
I think everyone's different. Yeah. You know, each year has its own challenges. You have different personalities and unique people or unique skill sets. You know, 1 year we won it with post play, and another year we won it guard play. Like, the truth is, if I'm really going to be truthful about it, the first one, when you win the first one, that one was different for me with Riyad and Almond and Surrender and Chris Wright and the boys. You know, we went through a few lean years to get to that point. This group has done the same. They've gone through some lean years just since COVID, and they've learned to grow, and Rich has done terrific work with their bodies. So we've got to a space now where we're competitive nationally, and hopefully we can keep that going.
For you individually, you know, what do you keep on kind of doing as a coach to try to strive to get to that next level for yourself?
Well, I think you have to keep learning.
Yeah.
The game's changed since 2000 when I started. And, you know, every few years, I think we have to adapt and change to achieve something more. And, you know, I have to listen to our assistant coaches and be humble. So humility is the start of it, and learning is the key. And if we keep doing that, then I think we can keep growing.
What was the moment in that game you're like, oh, I think we have this?
Truth, I don't think I ever got there until there's 58 seconds left. I think we were up like 13 or whatever it was, and I was in a timeout with them saying we have to have two stops, you know, like. I think I've been in enough games where we've been up enough and lost, and so I don't know, it's a coaching paranoia there maybe, but at the same time, maybe some experience is involved in that where you stay focused until the buzzer goes.
And that was a really good UBC team you guys faced as well.
They're very good, very well coached. They're big and athletic and long, and we were fortunate enough to shoot the ball well. And, you know, quite frankly, they played quite well as well. So it was a good ball game, and there'll be more good ones to come.
Do you guys look to take anything away from going to Nationals this year in UBC? You're obviously familiar with that gym now. Is there anything you think you'll take away when you host Nationals next year?
Well, sure. I think managing pressure is going to become important. And I don't know if you've watched some of the shows that have been on, you know, following some people like Steph Curry, who speaks about it. I thought he spoke about it best when he talked about the unpredictability of outcomes.
Yeah.
And becoming comfortable with that is what needs to happen in order to become fearless enough to actually pursue your goals. And I think that's what we have to do now. I think that's what we'd have to do when we're hosting next year.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the message that Nate gave us, right? He's like, the job's not finished. A task is complete, but the job's not finished yet.
Exactly. And, you know, quite frankly, from one of our leaders to hear that, I'm super pleased.
Absolutely. Well, I'm pleased to get an opportunity to call you and once again say Dan Van Horn, Canada West champion.
Thanks.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Appreciate you very much.
Well, there you go. Some fantastic interviews there with your Canada West champions, the Calgary Dinos. Look forward to seeing their path. You can catch all their games on CBC Gym. And I want to give a shout to IC Athletics. That's Inside Canadian Athletics. They provided us with the fantastic art that you're seeing on this podcast. So shouts to them. They've done a phenomenal job. And go check out their Instagram account, because they've done a phenomenal job of really good art posting here for all these collegiate athletes and these teams. So make sure you check out that. Again, everyone, thanks so much for listening to the ISO here on Put It On The Board Hoops with the Fresh Take Network. I'm Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot. National Week is ahead of us. We'll be here with updates all week long. Until then, folks, cheers and enjoy the day.
Thank you for listening to the Fresh Take Network. Follow us on social media platforms at Fresh Take 42.